This is CliffCentral.com.
In the studio with me now, I saw a clip of this yesterday for the first time, and it's really very, very entertaining. There's a new show on, and like so much good stuff, you find these things on the internet before you find them anywhere else. I mean, we were talking about a dating app. You find the best comedy, you find the best material online these days. It's everything from the best video and audio to the best blogs to the best everything. You don't need to have one of these expensive satellite TV subscriptions. You don't need to hope Claudie Motsoeneng will commission something for you to get the chance to see it. And it's very nice to have Snared Lightline here. Snared started a show of his own. It's called CCN, Comedy Central News. Is that right? Have I got the name right? I don't want to screw this up.
Yeah, that's correct. Comedy CCN. Central News, yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to the show this morning. It's very nice to have you here. It's very nice to meet you properly. And I got to tell you, the show of yours is pretty funny, man.
Ah.
Yes, I like it a lot.
Well, thank you very much so far. That's a good start. Yes, yes.
All right, where were you before this? What were you doing? How did you just suddenly arrive on the scene?
Well, I've been doing comedy for about 3 to 4 years now. I'm still a young'un in this industry.
Where are you from?
I'm from KZN originally, but moved to Cape Town.
There's a hell of a comedy scene going on in Durban right now, huh?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean, who did we talk to the other day who was in here telling us that comedy in Durban is bigger than it is in, like, Joburg? Some funny dude.
I mean, you know, we've got so many people coming in on a daily basis, it's hard to keep track of who said what when.
All right.
That was helpful.
Mabali was useless there. We'll edit that out of the show later. All right. So, Snare, tell me about yourself. What's the background?
Oh, man, I'm a KZN boy, obviously born and bred there. But growing up, I was always the family entertainment system. Just the class clown. Detention.
They'd drag you out when things were tense.
Yes. And I bring this boy out. Yeah, he's got the jokes. And I'd be that boy where they call me out to come sing and just entertain the family. So I think comedy came to me naturally.
You don't pull any punches in this show of yours. I mean, you go at all the politicians.
We do pull some punches. We definitely do. Yeah, we do. Well, if you watched last night's episode of The Repeat this week on Saturday, then you'll see a nyana punch nyana, I think.
All right. So it's broadcast live on Comedy Central, but you can always get it online as well, right?
Yes. On the website. Yeah.
Okay. So when you put the show together, are you writing it? Are you producing it? Are you doing everything?
No. We have a team of writers, the Zar News team, that also is behind Pop
Nation. Well, I'm so happy to see Terry's here. Terry Kasuto is the guy who came up with Zar News, Puppet Nation, all of that stuff. He's a genius. You really are.
Okay, can I get out of here now?
No, don't be uncomfortable. Come on, you're like Lorne Michaels. That's who I compare you to, because you're creating something here, and that's a good comparison.
Thank you
should be happy with it. Don't be miserable about it.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Lorne is a great guy. He's a tough guy, but he's a great guy.
You are the guy who invented all of this stuff. The idea of satire and these puppets, it's been a very, very difficult journey in so many ways because people just don't understand how it's okay to make fun of powerful people in this country. Sometimes they get it, to their credit, but very seldom do people understand that just because you are making fun of the really ridiculous people who are often in charge in South Africa, I don't think they know that humor can be tremendously empowering to the people of this country. And it's something that we clearly love because we know there's a lot to laugh at. So, Terry, when we decided to put Snare on and to help him produce his show, how did this all happen?
Well, I met Snare about 3 years ago. He started with Zar News first as a puppeteer. He came out of Rhodes, right?
Yeah. Which puppets did you have your arm up? which famous South Africans were you controlling from the arsehole?
You're one of them, Gareth.
Oh, really? You've done my puppet.
Nice.
Basically, all of them, my hands have been quite dirty growing up, all of them.
Yes, I thought something felt uncomfortable. Yeah?
But yeah, no, I've definitely, like, obviously my favorite, I'd say, is still obviously the DJ Fresh puppet.
Do you do the voice as well?
Indeed.
Do the DJ Fresh voice for me. Coming in later.
Oh, is he coming in later?
Yeah.
You're tuning to Comedy Central this morning, and I am listening to the station here with Gary Cliff, and we are interviewing Terry Kasuto. Terry Kasuto, tell us more about Zar News this morning.
All right, so you found this guy, you put him behind the puppets, and you realized he's too talented to just be hidden the whole time.
Well, he started as a puppeteer, and then he became one of the best puppeteers on the show. He was the go-to guy for almost every puppet. When people couldn't hold the puppet longer than a minute and a half or 2 minutes, he just kept holding it and going and going and going.
It's quite physically draining to have to do this, especially during a long recording. We only get to see the edited version, but it could take many more hours than that.
It takes a whole day to shoot 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, so it's very long. And it's 12 hours per day. So that's how long they stay.
Who came up with the idea of like a news show?
So
satirical parody news.
I approached Comedy Central. We did a pilot about a year ago, in November last year, actually, with Snay. Mm-hmm. A five-minute pilot called The Day There Was Not. And the concept was to do it a daily 5 to 10 minute show, online or on TV, mm-hmm. where we would look at the actual news, but do bad lip sync to those actual news. So the setups were right. The premise of the news was always correct. Uh-huh. But we took those clips of Zuma, of Trump, of Des Van Rooyen, because we actually shot the pilot about that day when Des Van Rooyen became our finance minister, and then not again. So in one day, that's what happened. It was quite a full day for us. It was quite a happy day for us.
That Des Van Rooyen puppet might have been a waste of money. I'm just saying. Kind of like putting him in cabinet was a waste of time.
So we did the pilot about a year ago, and Snay was a natural choice. He had become a writer on Puppet Nation. He'd become also a voice artist because Snay also does the voice of Justice Malala on the show. So he co-hosts the show with Deborah Patter.
You know we've got Justice in here every week. Let's hear your Justice.
All right, here we go. Because obviously you have to know we have to pray everything that we say.
I don't know if Justice loves his accent on the show. He sometimes comes in here wherever I mention it, he kind of winces a little bit.
His only tweet about the show, I think, when he came up as the host of the show, because he only started about 2.5 years ago as the host of the show. Before that, it was Tim Medice.
Right.
And his only tweet was, "Man, I love a democracy." So that says it all.
I think we appreciate it. But the point is, Thierry, that when you, just to go back to ZANews and Puppet Nation for a second, it really is the highest compliment for anyone to have a puppet made of them. It means that you matter in society, even if, you know, you matter in a stupid way. Someone has gone to the trouble of making a character that they hope will have a recurring role in the South African landscape. And you have to decide who gets made into puppets and who doesn't. How many at the moment do you have in this cast of characters?
We have 155 puppets.
So that is the top 155 people in South Africa.
Not only in South Africa, we have a lot of international guys.
You've got Trump and Hillary and
Yes, and even the meaningless, you know, Ted Cruz. And
that was a waste of a puppet.
Jeb Bush.
Although you may still get some use out of those people.
Yeah, we are getting. Yeah, we do use them.
There's no shortage of material, right?
No, actually, there's too much material. That is the problem. When politicians start to write the scripts, that's when we all get in trouble. Leave it to the professionals, and you know, we feel that we can write satire. It's our job. But when they start being just beyond anything what satirists could imagine,
like where Trump is at the moment,
that is quite depressing. It's very hard to write every day and wake up and say, what am I going to say?
What's funnier gonna say about than Trump? This? And this is, he's not even trying to be funny.
No.
Snare, do you leave a lot on the cutting room floor when you guys are deciding what's going to get on the show and what isn't? How much prep goes into, we see an edited version again of something that might have taken you hours and hours to do. You might have thrown out 3/4 of the stuff that you had in mind.
Yeah. Oof, well, that's a painful part as well, because you shoot a whole lot, and it's not ultimately my decision to say, okay, no, this must get cut.
But that's better, because if you had to decide, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, right. I'd like to keep everything and like to extend the show to be an hour. Hint, hint. But yeah, obviously, in the end, it's not my decision, and we spend a lot of time, obviously, doing all of this, and we end up just cutting all that needs to stay in there, or the funniest bits. I think that's the best way to describe it.
How much of your viewership comes from the audience online, and how much of it is from Comedy Central, for example? Because there is an argument these days. I mean, ZANews continues to draw a huge audience online. You guys really are, in terms of locally produced material online, you've got to be at the top of the pile. And I know people who watch every single clip. I once sat at my computer at home. I started watching one clip, and before I knew it, 6 hours had gone by, and I had watched probably 30 or 40 of these things. And you just don't get bored, because every single one of them is very well written. Each one of them is very well put together in terms of what the puppets are doing, the accents, everything else. Just masterful work.
Thank you.
Are you getting the audiences that you deserve online?
No. We should be getting a much bigger audience, you know.
So what's the problem here? Is it that it's expensive for people to watch video? Data must fall.
Yeah, yeah. You know about that. You know about that. Absolutely.
Kind of leading the charge there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're right behind you.
Right.
It's expensive. Also, you know, TV is, when you have a half hour, TV is the best place to watch a show. And we've always said this show should be on one of the major broadcasters.
Why,
it should have been there.
Why is it not on the major broadcasters?
Why doesn't it?
I mean, it's not as if any of them have a surplus of material at the moment. They're all desperate for local content. Mm-hmm. Why has a major broadcaster not paid you lots of money, Terry, to do this?
Well, first of all, it's on StarSat, so let's call them a major broadcaster, because StarSat is the only competitor on satellite to DSTV. So good for them. We love them for that.
Well, We've been with them for 10 years. Benefited hugely.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that StarSat is supported by a Chinese group called StarTimes, who, as you know, China is you know, they're great fans of satire. They love their politicians to be lampooned and made fun of.
Right. Yeah. Of course. All the sarcasm you can possibly muster.
But they're great partners. They're wonderful. But we've never been able, as you know, to put this on the SABC or ETV or MNET or any other channel. Why? Well, eventually you've got to ask them. But
do you think they're scared? Do you think that they are...
They can't be bothered. The only reply I heard once from one broadcaster was, listen, we're making good money. Why should we, why should we ask for trouble? Why? Because you'd be trouble in our lives. So that's how, nonchalant they are, because it's just too easy. There's not enough competition in this country when it comes to broadcasting. It's just too easy. So, we're not there. We're not on mainstream TV, but it's all right. I guess it comes also with some, I would say, advantages, because we are free, editorially totally free, totally free. We don't show our scripts to StarSat. They don't, they let us do whatever we want to do. So that's
well, good
great.
For them.
That's
I have wonderful. StarSat, by the way.
Well done.
I'm one of those five people.
We'll let them know.
No. I'm a fan of the show, and I think that what you guys are doing is not only important from the point of view of political commentary, and comedy is always at its best when it's at its most relevant. Mm. And this is what you both do. Snare, this is what you're doing on your show now.
Yeah.
This is the vanguard of what's going on in terms of people who actually reflect on what we're really up to, what we should be paying attention to. Is it very difficult sometimes to address things that maybe are a bit close to home? I mean, how do you feel, for example, about what's going on campuses at the moment?
Wow, because those angles are kind of tough, because it is very close to home and it's a very sensitive issue. But we want to touch on it because it's important, and especially because nothing is being done within our country really. And Fees Must Fall has been an issue for quite some time. But also the tough thing is making fun of that issue, not really specifically making fun of it, or finding a gag about that issue that is not touchy at the same time. Because it is a sensitive issue, and at the same time, with the buses and stuff burning down, it's a scary image to have in your mind to make fun of that and want to walk the streets again, and
because you don't know who you're going to upset, right?
Yeah. And especially hearing yesterday that a pastor got shot in the head, I believe. And we believe that the pastors get the most immunity. So what about a TV host?
If they're shooting pastors, the rest of us better watch out, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of that.
Okay, Terry, how do you decide when it's time for a puppet to be destroyed? are there people who have completely dropped off the radar that you just don't feature anymore, that you take the puppet and you actually break it down?
We
recycle someone.
We recycle them. Often what we do is that we...
Who's been recycled recently?
Yeah, so we wanted to recycle E.T., Eugene Terblanche. So we started recycling him because obviously, he's in
dead.
The dustbins of history as
sure.
well. He's dead. He's gone. Hopefully is what he stood for also is gone.
Well, Madiba occasionally makes returns and he's,
Terblanche returned not long ago also, because now we have a segment on the show, which is, something called Old News. Oh. Rian Kreefhagen takes us back. He puts an old VHS tape and he does Old News.
So Eugene Terblanche can make appearances.
Yeah, yeah. And Mantu, Dr. Beetroot.
Oh, she's also dead and gone, but look at that. She makes a return.
Because we have to remember how things were 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. It's even through humor, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to tell. Still, about, you know, on the show last night, Sne talked about it's been 20 years since Thabo Mbeki made his famous statements about ARVs.
And hundreds of thousands of people are not alive today.
Not 20 years, actually. It was, 15 years, not 20, 15 years. And so we went back, Sne took us back to what he said back then and what he didn't say, because that's also the idea of the show, is that we take those clips and we put words in Thabo Mbeki's mouth. Because behind CCN, also we have the team of the voice mimics that is behind Puppet Nation. So Sne, but also Agri Lonake and Nick Rabinovitz,
Agri and
Lo Fenter, and Hannah Barnard, and they do all these voices. So we were able to use synergies between the two shows. And so the writers also are do both shows. We have a big team of writers now on the show, big team of voice artists. We've become, in Cape Town, one journalist was saying yesterday or in the weekend that, ETV was pulling their news reporters from their from Cape Town, because they don't have a newsroom anymore in Cape Town. We had built the biggest satirical newsroom in the country, in Cape Town. And do have a big one.
Aren't you very proud if you look back? Because I know that it hasn't always made financial sense. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you must have thought it would have been easier to just produce shows that you know will get commissioned and that you won't have any trouble with. You could be a coward like a lot of these broadcasting executives who commission these things or don't. And when you look back now, you've really built something that has a legacy.
Well, I'm very happy when I walk into the office every day, into the studio. I must say it's very vibrant, it's very buzzy, it's wonderful. We have guys who are passionate every day to do what they do, and they work hard. They work 16 hours a day, and they wouldn't do it without passion. I'm very proud that we put out 44 shows a year of Puppet Nation. We only take twice a year a break for four weeks. It's summer and winter. Otherwise, it's 44 half-hour shows, and those 44 half-hours are 28, 29 minutes, so they're full half-hours. Now we do CCN, also weekly half-hour, and we have Point of Order, which is another satirical panel show, where comedians get their own back by pretending that they're politicians and pretending they're opposition and government sitting in parliament. Hosted by Tumi Marake, the show will return next year on StarSat and online. We just got a commission of 39 more episodes, so the little Puppet House in Cape Town is pumping right now. It's more than just Puppet Nation. And, of course, we learned last week that we got our second nomination to an International Emmy Award.
And I was going to bring that up, but you beat me to it. So, why not boast about it? That's terrific, terrific news. I think that's really spectacular.
Well done. That's incredible that we've been, only nominated with right now. We didn't win last year, and our hearts got broken, but we got beaten by a very good show from Brazil. This year, there's another big show from Brazil running against us, as well as another British show and a French show.
Brazil's in worse turmoil than us, so let's just hope their economy completely sinks and the show gets cancelled, and then you can win without even trying.
It's funny, because that show that's running in the best TV comedy at the Emmys is about Rousseff. It's about the president who got impeached. So it's amazing how two countries are in trouble are nominated for their satirical shows. It shows that, satire's got a purpose.
Listen, your purpose is unquestioned from our point of view, and I think lots and lots of people just love what you guys are doing. And Sne, good luck with your new show, man.
Thank you very much.
I hope it goes very well. You better become Thierry's meal ticket here. No pressure, but if you don't deliver, dude, I mean.
No, I will deliver. There's no other option. Otherwise, I suspect unemployment.
And service delivery protests are not a glamorous way to spend your time. All right, listen, best of luck to you. And Thierry, good to see you again. Keep up the good work. We love and support you guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.